And finally, the summer movie season is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. That is, bring in a lot of money for the studios. Since its release last Wednesday, Spider-Man 2 has earned more than $180 million. That's a new record. And Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11, that scathing look at the Bush administration, opened in more theaters over the weekend. Its total gross now stands at more than $60 million, a record for a documentary. Summer movies are many things, but subtle is not one of them. Filmmakers go all out to hit viewers over the head with special effects and explosions. Well, a bonk on the head is also a favorite feature of movie trailers, and that's according to Slate's Josh Levine.
The trailer for Dodgeball, a true underdog story, starts with a little kid getting his face smashed in by a rubber ball. After a 2-minute string of sight gags, the title of the film whooshes onto the screen, but there's still time for one last scene.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
You can't have a dodgeball movie without some noggin-cracking comedy. But what's with all those other recent trailers that end with someone getting nailed in the face? The preview for the new film Anchorman has Will Ferrell's title character knocking himself out on the open drawer of a filing cabinet. In the trailer for Breaking All the Rules, Jamie Foxx runs headlong into a giant column while chasing after a train. Passengers look on in horror.
No, don't!
Crazy, man.
Oh, my God!
The Hilary Duff fable, A Cinderella Story, ends when the pop princess bashes into a locker while staring longingly at a cute guy.
Thanks.
Even cartoon characters aren't safe. At the end of the preview for Disney's Home on the Range, a horse starts to gallop, not realizing he's tethered to a pole.
Who put this here?
The last mini scene in a preview, what industry types call the button, must be punchy, if not literally a punch. Viewers rarely remember anything from the middle of a preview. The button has to be short and sweet, like a one-liner, or like a slap in the face, one trailer maker told me. The audience might not remember anything about Breaking All the Rules, except that it's that movie where Jamie Foxx knocks himself silly. For a comedy, pure slapstick is the best kicker. Physical comedy brings visceral laughs that will play as well in Dusseldorf as they will in Detroit. Maybe face mangling is popular because it's the modern cousin of the classic pie in the face. Like a pie bashing, a blow to the noggin is the kind of violence that the whole family can enjoy. It won't scare off the small fry, and it doesn't carry the emasculating horror of a groin kick. The face smashing genre is so benevolent that it doesn't even have any bad guys. There are a couple of exceptions. Dodgeball's wrench flinging, for example. But usually, the climactic face mash is the result of well-meaning bumbling. After Will Ferrell's run-in with the file cabinet in Anchorman, he shouts,
Ron Burgundy is down and it is bad!
It's not really bad, though. Ferrell's supine body is tucked away, off the bottom edge of the screen. As another trailer maker told me, you don't want to have someone hit in the face and realize they're a bloody mess afterwards. Of course, the flattened face could fall victim to its own popularity. A last-moment bash is supposed to take the audience by surprise. The trailer makers I spoke with aren't worried about overexposure. They're convinced the face smash is on its way to becoming a modern classic. Ow!
And even we aren't above a cheap laugh. Josh Levine is a Slate editorial assistant.